Shell must stop trying to influence unfairly the political processes in South Africa that try to hold them accountable.
You see, at night there's a very big flare and the whole area gets warm and people complain they cannot sleep at night because of the warmness.
I'm so tired of words. It's about time we saw action.
Maybe it's time to start talking about how does the Dutch people, considering Shell is a global problem, start talking about boycotting Shell.
They are not patriotic anymore. They only worry about money. Money, money, money is the order of the day.
Ik zei er op het strand van Durban aan de rand van de boulevard. Ontzettend metershoge golven, een blauwe zee en een lekker windje. En op die boulevard staat een bord dat zegt "People caught littering will be fined." Nou, dat is precies waar we het over gaan hebben, littering. Want als ik een paar kilometer zuidelijk ga, dan staat er een raffinaderij. En die raffinaderij die schijnt hier lokaal nogal wat problemen te veroorzaken. Maar laten we eerst maar eens kijken wat hier nou aan de hand is.
Desmond Dessa, chairperson of the South Durban Community Environmental Alliance and Environmental Justice Group. So Shell hasn't, it's not a good neighbor to the people. You know, it's never practiced, it's never, whatever it's preached about, it hasn't put it into practice. People are not only suffering from asthma, they're also suffering from leukemia, which is a very high rate of leukemia in South Durban, 24 times the normal average, the national average. There's also a high level of cancer amongst, especially the middle class, the older folk, that are dying regularly of cancer in this area.
Karen Reed is de collega van Desmond Tsa. Vandaag leidt zij mij rond op een zogenaamde giftoer.
We're now overlooking the Africa's largest chemical complex. And you can see all these various tanks of various sizes. You get everything here from chemicals, petroleum, to foodstuffs. The people that live around here have a very high rate of leukemia from some of the emissions from the tanks. Even though the tanks are sealed, you can see them, they have roofs, they still breathe. And fugitive emissions and various emissions get out and affect people's health.
Where are we driving now?
Okay, we're on an area, piece of land called the Bluff. Okay, it's sort of a so-called white area. Middle class to lower class folk live here. We're reaching the point where 1.3 million litres at least was spilt underground, and the leak was actually picked up along this stretch of road here by a jogger, believe it or not. And it wasn't the company that discovered it. Oh, sorry, yeah. That's myself.
Mrs. Perumal, and now we are just coming out of my house, and on my right you can see Sapriff, and on my left you could see Engine, and yes, I've been living here from the time I'm born. I'm 42 years old now, and at night you get you see the long chimney, the tallest chimney there. You see at night there's a very big flare and the whole area gets warm, and people complain they cannot sleep at night because of the warmness.
But it's already warm here in Durban, always?
Because sometimes the flare is so big that you can see that you can feel the heat onto the people.
Yeah.
And people complain about it. And you also hear a very loud noise, like a thunder. And if you have to phone Sapriff and tell them about the thunder, they'll say it's not them, it's Mondi's, because Mondi's is not very far off from them. But then when you phone Mondi says it's not them, it's Sapriff. So as a community person, you get so angry because it's your cost that's been involved in phoning these people. You eventually just leave it and you just, you know, continue with that night.
That's a really good view.
Yeah,
here you go. This is Saprev.
This is Saprev, the complete view.
You can see it, all the tanks and everything you can see from here. Yeah.
On the left we see some tanks, on the linkerkant see we allemaal grote. This is storage tanks for the oil, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And then if you go further down, you see this building here? It's blocking the overlay pipe. They got a bridge that's coming onto this side.
Yeah.
That's pumping crude oil into this pipeline's running all over here.
It's going through this area here.
Yeah, just right through here into Travancore Drive. It's going all the way to engine. And this is what I've been talking about in time and time again, all the meetings. They must put markings, you know, so people don't go take the O's or pick anything and dig for sand in the building. Because suddenly the people are building, they go and just dig over here. And I have to, sometimes I'm notified in the community, you know, someone's digging in the area. I have to go and tell them, you know, be careful, don't dig too deep because these pipes are running in the bottom.
Yeah.
Because if you dent one pipe and that gas, you cannot see it. And only when, you only recognize something's wrong when people are start collapsing.
Yeah.
Also, what is... the example from Saprev, the emissions is so high, the pollution level is so high here.
I don't see anything. It's green here. The grass is green.
Grass can be green. You know,
the houses are
God's nature
quite
so,
clean.
So strange, it can survive anywhere. Even dirty water, grass will grow. But can man go live in the dirty water? Impossible.
My name is Trevor Modley. Not employed for the last 20 years.
My name is Jonathan Suram. I'm not employed for the past 6 years.
My name is Byron Chetty. I'm 20 years. I'm not employed.
We're walking and turning. That's all we're going to do. Yeah.
Because how is this area affected by the pollution?
Time to time they release the gases and it stinks. The children get sick. Most of them are born with medical problems.
Yeah.
Because of their living conditions. Yeah. When this engine let the fumes out in the canal, yeah.
Because we got
it affects
engine,
all the people.
We got engine, yeah. We got Saprev on the other side, and we got the Durban Waterworks. Either way, it's polluted.
But they are trying. They're getting in. They're bringing new machines from overseas and all that. But the new machines are cutting jobs.
Yeah.
2010 World Cup coming. We need the money. It's in our country. Why other people, other country must watch?
When we
can make the money in Saprev and watch it ourselves.
Yeah.
My name is Rupert Morgan. I live in 7 Shillong Road, Meerbank, Durban, South Africa. I came into Meerbank about 44 years ago. We were brought in here because of the separatist act, apartheid. So we were moved out of the areas where we were born in, and we were brought into this place. Initially, the place was a very lovely place to be in. A lot of greenery, a lot of trees, a lot of lovely marshy land, beautiful birds. Then came this oil refinery called Shell and BP. Today, present day name is Saprev. And they started growing out there. At night, when you looked, the place was beautiful with lovely lights. But the harm that was caused to our community and to our environment was terrible. What we noticed after a while is a lot of our children started getting sick. A lot of our friends started getting sick, and then we got introduced to a sickness we never knew about before called asthma and wheezing. As a concerned father with 3 children that are asthmatic, it becomes a burden. I mean, 750 rand a month goes towards medication, but who pays for it? I'm unemployed. I'm so tired of words. It's about time we saw action.
But that's feeding for opposition parties, isn't it?
I have no confidence in the government of the day. All of them are leaving politics and becoming businessmen, running these corporations because the huge corporations are using them because they could get permits illegally. They are not patriotic anymore. They only worry about money. Money, money, money is the order of the day. If nobody's going to do it, then we are going to do it for ourselves.
Na dagenlang mailcontact, telefoontjes en nog eens mailcontact en sms'jes, kreeg ik een paar uur voor een gepland bezoek aan de raffinaderij een telefoontje van Laura Rosler, een van de woordvoerders van de raffinaderij, die me haarfijn uitlegt waarom ze niet mee wil werken aan een radio-interview.
you are targeting are not our target audience, and that's the reason for that. The listeners, our target audience are people locally. If your target audience matches or links to who we think is our target audience, then we would consider a radio interview.
I'm Bobby Peake, director of Groundwork, an environmental justice and human rights organization based in South Africa, and Friends of the Earth chapter for South Africa. Well, one talks about managerial culture and one tries to understand what are the problems. One is that when you look in for information and when you're asking for information, you want to get it because you know they have it. Shell keeps information away from us. They use a whole lot of reasons how to do that. Number two is when there are technical problems, instead of dealing with the technical problems, they try and bring social solutions to technical problems. What's very important is that they know how to do better and they choose not to do better. And that's the ultimate managerial mistake. Shell must stop trying to influence unfairly the political processes in South Africa that try to hold them accountable. And why I mention that is when our local government wanted to take them to court, they went to our mayor and our mayor stopped the legal case.
The Durban mayor.
That's the Durban mayor. And we are saying Shell must not unduly get put pressure on our politicians who we voted for democratically, because our politicians should be answering to us and not to Shell. The reality is that Shell is much more powerful than many governments in the South, and maybe even more powerful than South Africa.
What can Dutch people do?
I think two things that the Dutch people can do. One is when the apartheid era was in its height, the Dutch people boycotted South African product. Maybe it's time to start talking about how does the Dutch people, considering Shell is a global problem, start talking about boycotting Shell in the Netherlands. Secondly, the reality is that Shell is a Dutch national asset. There are very important people like the Queen who has large amounts of shares in Shell. And I think we respectfully ask the Queen to start thinking about how she can intervene in a meaningful way, not in a political way, but in a meaningful way to be able to bring relief to the many people around the world that look up to the Dutch system of governance as a good democratic one, how she can sort of bring in relief by virtue of her power within the Netherlands and within Shell to the problems facing Shell, people living next to Shell industries globally.
Ra re ke dipitse di etla tuo.